Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is at the moment. John, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in this new year.
You know, sometimes Columbia is the Rodney Dangerfield of South Carolina entrepreneurship. It just doesn't get much respect compared to Charleston and Greenville. We talk about those a lot. But there was a really cool article in Columbia Today that said there are 14 incubators in the Columbia area. A lot of people don't know that, did they?
Well, I certainly didn't know that. I probably could only name a handful. And you say there are 14?
Yeah, that's what Columbia Today says. And they start off with technology and business incubators. And one that anybody knows something about this can probably name is the USC Columbia Technology Incubator. That's been around for quite a while, and it's what you normally think of in terms of entrepreneurial incubator programs like this. Recently moved into a new facility. And it's a university-based program. You know, lots of incubators are affiliated with universities in one way or another, and Columbia has a lot of universities, doesn't it? So if you look in other universities, you'll see Benedict College. They have a business development center that has some incubation programs available. The University of South Carolina has the Faber Entrepreneurship Center, which has some incubation programs, and in particular focused on internationally driven businesses, which seems to make sense, aligning with the Darlan Moore School of Business. Columbia College has a really strong program in the McNair Center for Entrepreneurship. In addition to that, they have a micro seed fund and an entrepreneurship fellowship, a mentor program, an entrepreneurship cabinet, so pretty well developed. And then Midlands Tech has a incubation facility too, the Center for Entrepreneurial Success, and it's been around quite a while. Those are academic-related incubators, the kind of thing that we normally think about, isn't it?
It is, and so I think I counted five there. Nine more to go, John.
Well, we probably won't get it all, but maybe we'll talk about some that I thought were kind of particularly cool. So, well, one of the cool ones in Columbia is the Soda City Market, which I guess is the Columbia Farmers Market. And, you know, it serves as an incubator of sorts for product makers in Columbia looking to explore their passion projects and make a profit. And that's pretty cool, and it kind of craftspeople can come and network with others and find a way to get up and off the ground.
Well, I know I've been to the Soda City Farmers Market many times, and there are certainly a lot of entrepreneurs there.
Yeah. Another one of these kind of creative incubators is the Harvest and Fear at Midlands Technical College, and it has a performance incubator, been around since 2012. You know, helps people develop new career opportunities through the process of theater, which I thought was interesting. Taking this entrepreneurial incubator idea and applying it to the performance arts, which is strong in Columbia. And another is the 701 Center for Contemporary Art, which is an artist-in-residence program, which is a traditional kind of incubator, I guess. You know, you see that in a lot of artist communities, even in entrepreneurial communities where you have an entrepreneur-in-residence program. And then on top of all that, there's, you know, a good number of co-working spaces in Columbia, and they have more or less organized programs to help people network, to help connect them with resources. And so it's really kind of cool when you look across Columbia, you know, the amount of entrepreneurial activity and more traditional kinds of things and in emerging kinds of things, just really helping grow this creative community in the Midlands.
And, you know, I would bet that probably a lot of people wouldn't think of co-work spaces as incubators, but I've been to several of them. And in fact, at the Blythewood Chamber of Commerce, we have one. The people who use co-work centers, in a lot of cases, these are entrepreneurs in their first office, basically.
Right. And part of the reason they participate in a program like that is they're able to do networking and connect with other entrepreneurs who suffer some of the same pains they do, connect with resources, connect with expertise, you know, maybe even customers. And so, you know, this is a great example of, you know, how entrepreneurs come together to help each other succeed.
Well, John, how's that business calendar looking as 2019 unfolds?
Well, you know, the big technology conference in the Southeast is coming up just around the corner here, Dig South down in Charleston. Stanfield Gray always does a good job with that. The Beaufort International Film Festival is just around the corner, speaking of the performance art, and I'm sure that'll be a blast to go to. And then we have you know, Tech After Five, which occurs in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston each month. So lots of for listeners to plug into.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.